Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The suspected death toll from the swine flu in Mexico has reached 152. There are no reported deaths in the U.S., but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports 41 people are sick with the illness. There are no confirmed cases in Massachusetts, but health officials here have tested about 24 local residents who have flu-like symptoms. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports on how the state is prepping for a possible outbreak.
The state's chief epidemiologist isn't giving exact numbers, but told reporters yesterday that the state has already ruled out several of the 24 or so patients being tested for swine flu. Dr. Al DiMaria directs the state's Bureau of Infectious Disease Prevention and Response. He says state officials are taking the virus seriously, and anyone with flu symptoms should be screened.
On the one hand, we want to find these cases, so we want to have sort of a high sensitivity. We want to explore every possible situation that might be swine flu. We don't want to limit that, but that also means that most of what we investigate is not going to be swine flu.
Health officials in Lowell say two middle school students there are being tested for the swine flu virus after visiting Mexico for spring break. According to that city's health director, Frank Singleton, the students have not attended school since the vacation, so it wasn't necessary to cancel classes. Meantime, health officials in Boston are monitoring attendance in Boston public schools and watching for an uptick in absences. Anita Berry is the city's director of the Infectious Disease Bureau.
I think that it's likely that swine flu has actually been circulating for a little bit longer than when the first cases were detected. That being said, I suspect there's a little bit more swine influenza right now than we're aware of, so I won't be surprised if we see cases in Boston.
Just in case there is an outbreak in Boston or anywhere else in Massachusetts, state officials have accepted 200,000 courses of antiviral drugs from the national stockpile. They'll add those to 50,000 courses already in Massachusetts, and they'll put them in a secure location. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.